If you live anywhere in the Toledo area, you've heard of this game as we've been waiting for a couple of years for this to happen. It's the Rockets and the Hurricanes on WXUT. Glad you're with us, Isaac Petcash, Brandon Hill, and Reed Teedsworth. Miami moving left to right, and they kick it into the end zone to start this game. Rockets, will they bring pressure on third down? Tyler Tate, one of the linebackers, will now rush from the outside. Toledo brings five on third down. Rozier's under pressure. Escapes the tackler, looking to run for the first down, and he is going to step out of bounds on Toledo's side of the field. He was poked out at the last moment. He gets into Rocket territory at the 48. It's a gain of six on third and 10. And so a decision to make now for Mark Richt, and the conservative play caller will send out his punting unit for the first time today. The Rockets get a big defensive stop there on third down. And no gain on that play. It'll be third down and six as we end quarter number one. It was a quick first quarter at that. Miami gets the only points of the night, but Toledo able to hang on in it. And they find themselves trailing 7-0 after 15 minutes of play. Back after this on WXUT. Rozier on first down is back to pass, and he finds his man across the far side running a slant route. Was Brian Hightower, the freshman wide receiver out of Lamar Park, California. It'll be a pickup of about seven, and the Hurricanes, with only 7 points on the board, are still moving the ball pretty effectively thus far in the early going. Big play in this game early on. I formation for the Hurricanes, operating on the near side. They give it to their fullback on third and two, and pushing his way forward and able to pick up a first down is the Hurricane fullback. We'll check the number. He looks to be injured as well, as he got a little bit of a hangnail. That was number 32, Trevon Gray, who was operating in a fullback position. A fresh set of downs for Rozier and company. Miami wearing their white jerseys with orange pants. Classic away uniforms for the Hurricanes. And on first down, Rozier back to pass. Good protection. He's going deep, and he's got a man wide open for the touchdown. Is Jeff Thomas, who we mentioned earlier. He completely beats Josh Tichy on the fade route, and the Hurricanes have increased their lead to 13-0 in the second quarter. That was a beautifully designed play from start to finish, and the speed of Jeff Thomas completely outmans his defensive counterpart. Second down and seven for the Rockets. Wanani from the shotgun on second down will play action fake and go back to pass. And he's got Johnson open. If he wants somebody making the catch is Deontay Johnson into Miami territory. The first chunk play of the afternoon for the Rocket offense gets them into Kane territory, and Johnson beat his man. Miami is 1-1 after falling to LSU 33-16 in week one, a game that they trailed 33-3 at one point, before defeating Savannah State, an FCS foe, last week 77-0. Third down and eight for the Rockets. From the 40-yard line, they stack trips on the far side. Guadagni on third down. Miami will bring six men. Back to pass is Mitch, and he's got Cody Thompson for a first down. Thompson makes a move inside the 30 and twirls his way down like a ballerina who's done this a million times before to the 27-yard line, and there's number 25, Brandon, that you talked about. This will be from 42 yards on the middle of the field. Vest, snap good, hold good, kick by Jamison Vest is up, and Jamison Vest's kick is wide to the right, no good. The Lou Groza Award watch list finalist for 2018 pulls it, and the Rockets cannot put any points on the scoreboard. So here we are again, third down and three. Miami needs the 40 and a half, or 36 and a half for a first down. Rozier in the pistol set. He has a protector to his left and a man in the backfield. Rozier on third down, he'll drop back to pass. Rockets bring the blitz and the pass is incomplete. Josh Tichy breaks it up at the 35. Rozier was looking for his tight end, Brevin Jordan, and couldn't find him as Tichy avenges his earlier mistake and forces a three and out for Miami, and that's a big defensive series for Toledo. Here comes second down and 10. Miami moving right to left across your radio dial, and the center is lined up right adjacent to us in the press box at the glass bowl. Here's Dallas giving the carry on second down. He's got another big hole across the 10-yard line and is finally pulled down at the 7-yard line.
And I think the story of the second quarter for Miami on both sides of the ball is how effectively they've been able to control the line of scrimmage.
Rozier, he'll take it himself on second and goal. Is he into the end zone? He is indeed. He takes on a couple of Rocket linebackers and is able to burrow his way into the end zone. And the Hurricanes continue to dominate up front on the line of scrimmage. It's now 20-0 in favor of the folks down south, and I'm not talking about Bowling Green. The Rockets will operate from the 35, and Mitch Guidoni on first down will tuck it and run to the far side. He's got some room across the 45 and is knocked down at midfield, but not before he picks up 15 yards. Is coming in to make the play was Derek Smith, who gave him a bit of a shot near the head at the end of the play. But that's a good way to start the drive, as Toledo's already halfway to pay dirt. We're going man-to-man right now. Cody Thompson will motion to the far side, so three receivers there. For Mitch Guidoni on third and goal. He'll take the snap, looking back to pass. He fires to the middle of the end zone. It's tipped and caught to Deontay Johnson, and the Rockets get the beneficiary tap and score their first points of the night. Oh my goodness, that play had the look of disaster written all over it. But sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and Deontay Johnson has his first score of the night. Toledo finally on the board. Miami leads it 21-7. Not that you would know it from the final drive Toledo was able to put up. The Rockets, who had not scored the entire first half, put together an 8-play, 65-yard drive, and now trail it by just 14. It's 21-7. Jamison Vess will kick it off. He missed a field goal earlier today from 42 yards, and he stands at his own 25-yard line ready to run up under the football. Glad you're with us. Second half about to get underway. Rockets will move left to right. Jamison Vess will run under the football. He puts his toe to the nose and goes all the way down the field and kicks it out of the end zone for a touchback. And so Miami will have it on offense, first and 10, with Malik Rozier back at the helm at quarterback for half number two. Base defense for Toledo on second down and 7. Rozier's in the shotgun, and he'll drop back to pass on play action under some pressure and almost throws an interception. That was missed by Josh Tichy. He had a pick six and overran the football as Jeff Thomas was the intended receiver. Rozier had a man coming right at him. That was linebacker Lucas Maynard, who had came into the game. But boy, Rozier is lucky that TG overran that football. Otherwise, it would have been a 7-point game. 12:07 to go in the third quarter. Toledo trails 21-7 and have a second down and 10 from their own 32. Guidoni, same formation. They stack two receivers deep. Seymour's in the backfield, and Guidoni will go back to throw again. He's going to find Johnson deep. He's got Deontay Johnson across the 40 into Miami territory and finally taken down to the 33-yard line. Deontay Johnson, when he has been open, has made plays, and Guidoni found his receiver there for a first. Second and 12, three receivers set for Guidoni. Miami bringing pressure. Guidoni gets out of it. He's got Art Tompkins wide open. Tompkins across the 15, inside the 10. One man to beat, and he's finally taken down to the 5-yard line. Oh, Mitch Guidoni made a beautiful play right there. He knew he was going to be taken down in the backfield, and instead he finds Art Tompkins, whose defender was rushing him on the play. On first and goal, they'll give it to Tompkins, right into the outside. Tompkins is into the end zone. Toledo is back in the game. They've got the momentum, and Art Tompkins is the beneficiary of the touchdown. He gets him close with a swing route. He punches it in from 6 yards, and we have ourselves a new ball game, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, Art Tompkins came in and showed his skill. First down and 10, Rozier. Rockets showing blitz, and Rozier did a good job on the hard count. So now he might know what the Rockets are doing. Toledo will bring pressure on first down. Rozier back to pass, he fires. He's got a man downfield, and that ball is caught at the 18-yard line. What a catch by Jeff Thomas. He was one-on-one with Josh Tichy, and Rozier underthrew him, but Thomas is able to contort his body back to the football and make the diving catch. And on first down, it'll be DJ Dallas getting the carry, and DJ Dallas will rumble untouched for the Hurricane touchdown. Momentum can change on a dime, and there you go. Miami is back in control, 27-14. Bubba Baxo will kick it off again. Man, I love saying that name. But I hate it at the same time, and that ball's going to go out of bounds again.
You love his name, that and is, he loves kicking it out of bounds.
That is the second consecutive kickoff that Bubba Baxa has put out of bounds, and it'll put Toledo at the 35-yard line to start their drive. On first down, moving left to right, will drop back to pass. Miami brings four. Guidoni's got a hole on a room to run, and he's going to take it across the 45, hit at the 47, and that's where he'll drop down. Miami says they have the football as it came out at the last second, but the official says Guidoni's knee hit the turf, and I completely agree with the ruling. It's a gain of 12 on a first down. Down and 10 for the Rockets at the 40-yard line of Miami. Three receiver set, two to the far side, one to the near side with Art Tompkins in the running back position for Mitch Guadagni. On first down, he's back to throw. He's got Deontay Johnson, who sidesteps the defender, and he's got room to run. Deontay Johnson to the middle of the field. Toledo scores again. Three straight drives into the end zone for the blue and gold. And it's 28-20 as Deontay Johnson is carrying the offense on his back today. Hurricanes will move up to the line. Same formation, except they flipped one receiver to the far side now. Rockets playing goal line defense on first and goal. Rozier, he's going to throw a fade to the corner. That ball is caught for the touchdown. And the Hurricanes stomp back in front. Lawrence Cager is able to make the grab. And Miami answers Toledo's score with one of their own. The scoreboard reads Miami 35, Toledo 21. And the Rockets on the other side of this break will have it at the Hurricane 30-yard line. Back after this for the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere on WXUT. Jamison Vest will come in to attempt what is a 47-yard field goal.
Into the wind.
And I almost wonder if Toledo's going to try to draw the Hurricanes offsides. But nonetheless, from the left hash, this is Vest. He'll get the snap. Kick is up on the way. Vest's kick is up, and Vest's kick is good. Inside the left upright, it falls. So Jamison Vest, after missing a 42-yarder earlier, atones for his mistake and cuts the deficit to 11 points. Stop me if I've said it before, folks, but here comes a 3rd and 7. The Rockets have not been able to get off the field on 3rd down. Particularly in fact that they haven't blitzed. Can they bring pressure and force a 3-and-out here? Rozier on 3rd down, gets the snap, back to pass. Rockets bring 3. Rozier again, fires down the field, and it is complete. Into Rocket territory across the 45 and dragging defenders down inside the 40 is Miami's receiver number 18, Lawrence Cager, who had a touchdown reception earlier today. Here comes 2nd down and 7, Rozier. Will take it on a quarterback drawn here at that read right. Rozier breaks a tackle into the open field. And Malik Rozier will break another defender and take it into the end zone for the Miami Hurricane touchdown. And that might just be a big dagger in the heart of the Rockets. 41-24 the score. So the Rockets will have it. They need a touchdown drive and they hit fast. Guadagni on 1st and 10 from his own 25-yard line. We'll take it on the 2 count. His back to pass. Miami rushes 4. Guadagni still with time. Fires over the middle. It's intercepted. Intercepted at the 35-yard line. And Miami has forced the first turnover of the game. Intercepting the ball is Trajan Bandy as he completely cut the slant route off. And the turnover chain is back. It's the first one of the day for the Miami Hurricanes. And exactly what you couldn't have. If you're Toledo, and Miami will get it right back up by 17. On 4th and goal, it'll be a give up the middle of the field, and Miami has scored yet again. It has been a difficult fourth quarter as well as 3rd quarter for this Toledo Rocket team as Miami has scored on every single drive of the second half, and they lead it 49-24. Couple second difference between play clock and game clock, but they won't even roll the play clock. And the final kneel down will end today's contest between these two powerhouses. Miami comes in, they put up 14 points in every quarter besides the first. And just like last year, the Rockets hang on for about 2.5 quarters, but cannot continue that persistence throughout the remainder of the game. 49-24 is the final. When we come back, we'll go into the WXUT postgame show. We'll have our reactions and players of the game, as well as a look to next week against the Nevada Wolfpack. You're listening to 88.3 FM WXUT.